The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Do we know the will of God? Many kids grow up not knowing whom their father is. What a terrible injustice that is to those kids. Many fathers don't even know whom their kids are. We can't say that's the way it ought to be, but we can say it shouldn't be that way. Neither should babies be murdered, premeditated murdered in their mother's womb. All of this is against the will of God. So is divorce, live-ins, unhappy marriages, fighting in the family, incest, gay marriages. None of these things are wholesome and for the building of the family. And any nation that doesn't have good families, close families, with respect for parents and parents rearing and training and teaching their kids in the way and in the Word of God, as the Bible tells us to do, are in trouble. Yes, any nation that doesn't do that is in trouble. Stable families makes a stable nation. God is all for good marriages between a man and a woman and good families. Yes, God is all for families which contribute to a decent, wholesome society. God is a family. His spiritual family consists of God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ, which is the firstborn among many brethren. Born of God right into the God family. Notice what Paul had to say here in Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Speaking of Jesus Christ, the firstborn of many brethren. God wants and is producing a big spiritual family. God is family-oriented, and Jesus Christ is the firstborn into the God family. Yes, the firstborn of God right into the God family, the spiritual family of God. That's what God had on his mind when he made the statement in Genesis 1, verse 26. Notice what God said. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. But did you notice, did you catch this, my friend? God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Yes, it was God's desire and God's intention to make man like himself, a spirit being with holy, righteous character like God. To make man a spiritual being like God with holy, righteous, spiritual character. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. God only finished the physical creation of man at that time. But God made man with a mind, not instinct, as he gave all other creatures. He gave man a spiritual component that we call the mind, which can be linked with the Holy Spirit, which God gives to those that obey him. Yes, linked to God's mind. That is the way God is finishing the spiritual creation of man. That is how God makes you like himself. And it's a process which man has a part in. That's what the plan of salvation is all about, becoming a spirit-born son of God into the family of God and brothers of Jesus Christ. Yes, born of God, just as Jesus Christ was after he was resurrected, born right into the family of God. There is no bickering, biting, and fighting or iniquity in the God family. God intended the human family to mirror the God family. But we have in most cases, at least in this modern time, done right the opposite. Look at the mess we're in this world and in our nation, America. Do you think our family life could have anything to do with the way that our nation is? Do you think we would have people in a leadership role being caught in all kinds of misconduct if we had families that had been taught and reared properly by parents and churches and teachers? Yes, if we had listened to God and His Word, which is the foundation of all knowledge, a springboard to guide our every endeavor. No, of course not, my friends. All our leaders would have been concerned about the nation and doing the will of God. they would have been concerned about leading their nation in the right direction, the way of God. Yes, our leaders would be concerned about pleasing God and keeping the nation on the right track of living God's way. But when you don't know or care less about the will and the Word of God and His authority, then you stray. And that's what we have done. And it's mainly because you don't have a standard to live by to guide your steps. So what happens is, it becomes open range, everyone doing what's right in his own eyes. And God says that's the way that leads to death. Yes, that's the way that leads to death physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. And that's the way that leads to eternal death as well, my friends. God's Word is the standard. God's Word is His will. Now, if you don't know the Word of God, then you don't know His will. And most, it seems, could care less about doing those things pleasing to God, as God tells us to do. God even says He hears us and answers our prayers because we keep His commandments and do those things pleasing in His sight. Well, are we a nation that does that? Do we keep the commandments of God? Do we even know to? Do we try to please God in our conduct? I want you to take a look at God's Word and will for leaders, and everyone for that matter, to live by. But as I said, if leaders would have lived God's way, mankind would have been willing to follow their leaders. If our leaders had or would begin to obey this God-given command, we would have a utopia society. Notice what God said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, beginning in verse 14. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and that would include the United States of America, my friends, and you possess it and dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me. Now, God knew mankind would do that, but He's telling us how to set and whom to set over us. You shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses. One from among your brethren you shall set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother. God spelled it out here. And of course, you know, as the world has gone, and as our nation has gone, we walk right contrary to the Word of God. To begin with, we don't know the Word of God, we don't know His will, and it seems that we care less. In verse 16, God continues about setting this king over you, how he should conduct his life, the type of man, or yes, the type of man, as it were at that time, that should be king over you. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. That is, follow the way of Egypt, because they had just come out of the land of Egypt, which was a pagan nation, worshiped all kinds of pagan gods. And God is telling, this king that you set over you shall not do these things. He shall not lead you in the wrong direction. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor, in other words, he shall not become rich, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. In other words, don't set your mind on everything except God. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. In other words, don't live that way. Verse 17, neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. Nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. In other words, God said that king should be a king that leads in God's direction. He shall not set his will and his word and his way on women and riches. God was telling the king that would be over Israel. But, of course, many of them did right opposite. Verse 18, and it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law, in a book from the one before the priest, the Levites. In other words, God was saying, you read, let this king and have this king, and I command this king to read and to learn my word and my will, and he shall read in it all the days of his life, so that he will fear and respect me. Notice God continues here in verse 19, says this book, the Bible at that time, the first five books, that's all they had at that time, the law, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, that is to respect and honor and obey God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law, and the statutes. God wants all people to read, study, learn His Word, and live by it. He commands parents to teach kids His Word and His will and His way, because it is a standard, a yardstick to live by. His will is revealed in His Word. If you live by God's Word, you will stay down to earth. And that's what God wanted mankind to do. Stay down to earth. Don't set yourself up above others. Don't act like that you're a big shot. Verse 20, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Well, my friends, have we done that? Have we followed God? Do our leaders teach us God's way? Do they live God's way? That's easy to answer, isn't it? God is telling us His will for our nation, including the kings of ancient Israel, and for the presidents of our nation today. God intended for leaders to lead in His direction and set the right example for their nation and demand and command the people to live in a way pleasing to God. And if we had, it would have been a utopia society. Yes, God intended us to live by His will, which is expressed in His Word. God knew that was the only way to have a good, peaceable society, and that's what God wants for His people. That's what the average American citizen wants as well. But we don't want to live by God's Word, His instruction book that tells us how to produce a good, healthy society. We don't want to obey the rules that produce such. Satan the devil thinks he's smarter than God, and he has deceived this world into thinking the same thing. Notice what God said through His prophet Amos in the book of Amos, chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, He formed locust swarms at the beginning of the late crop. Indeed, it was a late crop after the king's mowing. Now notice verse 2. And so it was, when they had finished eating the grass of the land, that I said, O Lord, forgive, I pray. O that Jacob may stand, for he is small. In other words, God was saying and showing us that He would not be for a nation that continued to disobey and honor Him. And I think, my friend, if your eyes are open, you can see that today. God, it seems, certainly has turned His back on our nation. And Amos said, God said, remember Jacob, that is Israel, which we are, that he is small. He's not near as big and as important and knows as much as he thinks he does. Well, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up on our next program. In the meantime, you should want to study God's Word and begin to do His will. We have a couple of booklets today that we're offering free of charge. Number one, North America Listen. God wants you to listen to what He has to say. And number two, does God love the world enough to save it? All you need to do is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 to receive those booklets. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.